We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. Caps on rent increases statewide. Governor Newsom about to sign that into law later today. He spoke about it with KNX in depth.
Although a few cities in the state have their own regulations on how much landlords can increase the rent on certain units, most of the state has no limits. That changes this January.
We're trying to address the needs of roughly 50% of California households that are renters by creating a cap on the amount of rent on an annual basis that can be charged at 5% plus inflation.
Governor Gavin Newsom says this is a start on the road toward housing affordability in this state.
That's why I don't want to overstate what we're trying to achieve here. We're really trying to go after unscrupulous landlords, people that are gouging renters, vulnerable folks.
Not all housing will be covered by the new law, so before moving into an apartment, make sure to check the fine print. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can listen to our full interview with Governor Newsom later today, 1 o'clock on KNX In Depth. A woman who once dated the man known as the Hollywood Ripper takes the stand in the penalty phase of his murder trial.
The woman recalled being hit in the face by Michael Gargiulo, a strike that detached the retina in her left eye. The woman said Gargiulo threatened to kill her and her four daughters, an experience that forced her to move into a new house with 24/7 security. She said she lived in fear and to this day does not trust people. At one point during her testimony, she was so overcome with emotion, she had to take a break. No sooner did the woman return to the stand that lawyers for both sides approached to speak with the judge. Then everyone was cleared from the courtroom. We were told that Gargiulo was making a last-minute motion to fire his attorneys. He's facing a possible sentence of death or life in prison. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Some unfortunate news, terrible news, about two of our local mountain lions.
The mountain lions, known as P-30 and P-53, have been found dead. The National Wildlife Service says P-30 died in Topanga State Park from severe internal bleeding caused by rat poison. P-53's remains were too decomposed when her body was found in Malibu to determine exactly how she died, but she, too, tested positive for rat poisons. Biologists studying the cougars say the cats likely eat rodents or squirrels that already ate the rat poison, and that's what kills them. P-30 is the fifth confirmed mountain lion in the study to die from poisoning. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the bond money that voters approved under Proposition HHH to build housing for the homeless may not go very far. LA City Controller Ron Galperin says the costs are off the charts. KNX 1070's John Baird working this story. He's live for us at LA City Hall with details.
An audit by the city controller shows these units being built for the homeless have a median price of $531,000 apiece, and some of them cost more than $700,000. That's just for a single unit.
It is shocking that you can get a condo in the city of Los Angeles, or you could get a single-family home in the county of L.A. for the same price.
So are the taxpayers getting ripped off here on the cost of housing?
Well, I think taxpayers have a lot of reason to be very upset, not just because of the cost, but because of the failure to deliver results.
Proposition HHH passed 3 years ago, and not one unit has been completed under the measure, not yet anyway.
Well, I think that the people of Los Angeles deserve more and have to demand more, and that a real course correction is necessary at City Hall on this.
The controller says you can't do much about the units already under construction, but you can do something about the ones that haven't been built yet. Live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
Long Beach police arresting several people after serving a search warrant today as part of a probe into an illegal gambling operation. Vice detectives, backed up by SWAT team officers and police dogs, showed up at the with the warrant before dawn at a location. This was on East Anaheim Street near Dawson Avenue. Not clear at this point exactly how many suspects were taken into custody and what charges they might be facing. Police say the gambling investigation is still continuing, so there could be more arrests. New numbers on income inequality in California show it is increasing, and millions of people in the state cannot afford to live here.
The California Budget and Policy Center crunched U.S. Census Bureau data on wage growth for lower, middle, and upper-class workers in the state over the last 12 years, then folded in data going back to 1979. The result, according to analyst Essie Hutchfield, is that real wages adjusted for inflation for lower-class workers increased 4%, the middle class by about 1%. The top 5% of the wage earners have done the best.
High-wage workers, defining those as at the 90th percentile, they've seen their hourly earnings increase by 43% once you adjust for inflation between 1979 and 2018.
The study indicates that roughly 7 million Californians are now on the verge of not being able to afford to live here at all. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.